Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm Thomas, and I'm your host. The way this podcast works is very simple. Just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. We'll take a moment to relax, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you to sleep. The more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So be sure to subscribe or follow on whichever platform you use so that you never miss a good night's rest. I would love it if you would also show your support by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts, which really helps to spread the word about Get Sleepy. And if you want to send any feedback or share any ideas directly with me and the team, then you can do so through our website at getsleepy.com. Now, tonight's story is narrated by the wonderful Abby Offer, and it's called The River Raft. In this story, Katrina discovers a handmade raft near her family's mountain cabin. And you have to keep listening to hear about her adventure. I think there's something incredibly relaxing and calming about rivers and all natural waterways and bodies of water. I've been lucky enough to live nearby a stretch of really nice, scenic riverside for most of my life. And I went there the other day, just by myself. I wanted to get some fresh air into the lungs and just give myself time to be still and have a break from everyday distractions and everyday life. It was around about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is when the sun is just starting to set here in the UK at the moment. It was pretty fresh outside, the air felt particularly clear and crisp, which was wonderful in itself. But I guess what I didn't expect was just this completely mesmerizing sunset that was enveloping the sky, full of real deep oranges and reds, with a few icy clouds way up in the atmosphere, and a clear blue sky that kind of interspersed with the warmer colours. And we do get some really stunning sunsets at times in the UK, but this one was just on another level, especially viewing it from the riverbank. The sun was just perfectly aligned so that it gleamed off the surface of the water. And it actually made me feel such a sense of gratitude and contentment. So I decided to just sit there for half an hour or so, whilst a few others were about taking photos, and I couldn't resist doing so as well. The swans were just casually gliding around on the water. The tide was in and gently rocking against the edge of the bank. There was just something so blissful about it, so simple, but really blissful. And I thought that I'd share that image with you, and hopefully it's as calming to hear about as it was to witness in person. And I'm sure you've all had moments like that numerous times in your life, when nature just produces these incredible sights right before you, and you just pause, watch, and admire. So before I hand over to Abby for tonight's story, just take some deep breaths, allowing your body, heart, and mind to settle in and slow down. Close your eyes and picture one of those awe-inspiring sunsets in your own imagination. Think about all of the colours that wash over the sky and blend between lighter and deeper shades of red, orange, and pink. Occasional scatterings of white and silvery clouds just slowly and harmlessly drift over and catch the sun rays as well, turning them to warmer tones of pinkish white, with an appearance that could be likened to candy floss. And with every exhale of your breath, the sun just gradually sets that little bit more. And you feel that little bit more sleepy and cozy. Now, let's turn to our story for this evening. It starts on a hot afternoon in the Appalachian Mountains. Katrina sits on a rocking chair on the porch of her family's old cabin. The sounds of summer in the evening air.
As the sun began to set on the hottest day of the summer, a gentle breeze began to drift up from the Nantahala River. The cool breeze was a welcome companion for Katrina. She sat with her eyes closed as the warm air circulated around her, carrying the earthy smell of damp leaves and puddles that the afternoon rain had left behind. Katrina sat on the front porch of her small cabin. She rocked slowly back and forth in the old rocking chair her grandfather had built. Slowly and surely, he had carved the wooden pieces for the chair. He counted every stroke of the lathe as the wooden arms took shape, whispering the numbers into the evening air until the wood was smooth as silk. 21, 22, 23. The slivers of shaved wood falling into a soft pile on the porch. 24, 25, 26. The memory of her grandfather brought a smile to her lips. How often they would sit together on this very porch, letting the cool air soothe their resting bodies. Katrina let the breeze enter her lungs slowly, savouring the mossy woodland smell. Her lungs expanded, air swirling into her chest and puffing out, her body relaxing muscle by muscle. She closed her eyes and felt her heart beat slowly. The steady rhythm of life, her body in tune with the world around her. The seconds ticked past. The wind flicked wispy strands of hair across her cheekbones. Her heart beat steady like the calming rhythm of a single drum. She sighed with a long exhale, releasing her breath and returning the borrowed air back to the summer night. Katrina's cabin sat secluded in the valley, surrounded on all sides by a lush forest of white birch and sycamore trees that reached up to the purple evening sky. From her front porch, their mighty limbs were all intertwined, blending together in the twilight. Below the dirt, their roots anchored them together as one. "We are all one," Katrina's grandfather had always reminded her. "We are all of one heart." She smiled, watching the fireflies blink lazily, floating as if suspended in the mountain air. As the sky grew darker, the night blanketed the woods in velvet shadows. Stars began to peek out from the night sky. She breathed deeply with her eyes wide and open to the moment. Tonight, she noticed something was different. There was a peculiar scent in the air. It was familiar and pleasant, but out of place. The faint smell of burning wood teased her nostrils, a warm smoke rising up from the valley. A campfire, perhaps. She stood up from her rocking chair and leaned against the porch railing, surveying the woods against the deepening night. There was no glow of oranges or yellows, no flickering tongues of scarlet red, nor plumes of swirling grey. But Katrina was curious nonetheless. Perhaps she could find the origin of this smell. It was the perfect time of day for a relaxing stroll through the forest. The old screen door creaked gently as it swung closed behind her. But Katrina was already halfway to the tree line. Taking long, graceful strides, she quickly left the cabin behind as she wrapped a thin shawl around her shoulders. Fireflies continued to light up the darkness. They beckoned with their twinkling lights. Grandfather used to call them starflies. Laying out in the summer grass, he and Katrina would try to count them all. 27. 28. 29. She was now walking down one of her favorite trails, the one that gently makes its way through the white birch and sycamore trees, swooping down gently as it nears the slow-moving waters of the Nantahala. If there was a campfire to find, that's where it would be. Who could be this far out in the countryside? Despite the darkness, she moved with steady confidence. It was a crystal clear night, except for the occasional lazy cloud drifting past the moon. Each step along the wooded trail was muffled, absorbed into the crackles, hoots, and cricket chirp whispers of the otherwise quiet forest. The leaves were soft underfoot, a carpet of damp earth cushioning her stride. The trail widened as it approached the edge of the river, Katrina slowed her pace. The night sky was an explosion of twinkling stars. The river stretched off into the distance, its waters calm and placid, gently lapping against the bed of river rock. If there had been more rain, the river may have been clouded brown and muddy. The water may have roared over the banks and surged white-tipped and roiling right up to where she stood at the tree line. But tonight, the river ran clear and smooth. Every star in the night sky was reflected back, the heavens and earth as one. There was no sign of any other people, nor sign of any fire. She inhaled deeply through her nose, seeking traces of the smoky heat. Her eyes panned slowly over the sweeping bend of the river. It was only as she began to walk toward the water that she noticed the raft. The riverbank jutted out over the river, and this little outcrop made a small cove where a small square raft sat abandoned, bobbing gently and bumping up against the land. Katrina approached cautiously. It was magnificent, a raft out of a dream. Roughly hewn logs, lashed together with strips of leather and ivy. She thought it looked sturdy enough. The white bark of the birch seemed to glow in the moonlight. She looked around once more for any sign of people, but found none. She stepped onto the raft and smiled, feeling the platform support her weight. It gently rocked side to side. She felt safe, even as it began to drift away from the riverbank, easing into the gentle current. While the slow river pulled Katrina's raft away from the shore, she noticed the smouldering ash and faded embers of a small fire. It was built delicately on a slate of stone and encircled by a ring of black, mysterious rock. She knelt beside it, breathing the deep, sweet scent of the sugar maple. As the raft bobbed delicately on the current, she inhaled slowly, deeply, and exhaled lightly into the embers. They glowed a light orange, pulsing with warmth. Katrina blew again, adding several brittle twigs from a small pile beside the stone ring. Katrina knelt down and placed her hands on the rough bark. She pressed her fingertips into the knotted wood of the raft. Beside her, the tiny fire crackled to life as the sticks caught flame. Sparks fluttered out of the grey smoke and fell into the water with a gentle hiss and sputter. Katrina stared at her own reflection in the river, surrounded by a million stars. Grandfather used to name them, pointing them out one by one as she quietly repeated them back. Andromeda, Sirius, Proxima Centauri, Mira. She would nestle her head against his shoulder, breathing in the scent of pipe tobacco in his shirt pocket. Pisces. Virgo. Capricorn. Katrina watched the stars float by, gliding beneath the raft as it bobbed down the river of stars. The stars tell us stories, Grandfather said, as he drew lines in the air with his finger. As a little girl, she loved hearing the ancient myths of the Greek and Roman peoples. There was such beauty in the combination of story and starlight. She stared up at the Pleiades constellation. She imagined how the seven sisters must have felt to be chased by the great hunter Orion. Relentlessly pursued, until the day mighty Zeus intervened, transforming them each into a pure white dove. And how they must have soared, taking wing through the skies and leaving the earth to dwindle down below, becoming smaller and smaller as the heavens grew larger. As a girl, she had longed to take her place in the stars and join the cast of ancients. Her mind wandered away from her body as she laid stretched out on the raft. She imagined her body rising up and floating into the night sky. As a little girl, she dreamed of endless adventures out in space, voyaging to distant, mysterious worlds. She could close her eyes and journey to a world with yellow skies and roads made of rainbow, blue trees as tall as skyscrapers, and a little cabin on a hilltop where her family would be sitting down to supper. Somewhere out there, past the stars, she could feel it in her whole being. We are all one, Grandfather had said. She stretched her body out, fully extending her arms and legs. She relaxed from the tips of her fingers all the way down to her toes. She let her hand trail off the side of the raft into the water, the current pressing gently back against her palm. Her mind wandered from the base of her spine and through her hips, moving down past her knees to the ankles. She fluttered her feet against the cool air blowing up from the river. The warmth of the fire rolled over her face in gentle waves, pulsing as the firelight flickered and danced. Her eyes closed, and the raft rocked back and forth. Katrina felt a gentle bump and opened her eyes to find the edge of the raft bobbing in the shallow water at the river's edge. Somehow, the raft had returned to the little cove where she had originally found it, hidden in the shadows of a rocky outcrop. Her tiny fire sputtered on a few dying embers as the last twigs were consumed by flickering flame. Grey smoke rose in spirals, rising against the black backdrop of the night sky and floating into the branches above. She rose to her feet and stepped from the raft, her toes sinking into the cool sand. Behind her, the white logs of the raft still seemed to glow, bobbing gently atop the glassy black surface of the river. Her feet led the way home, stepping lightly over the stones and brush scattered over the woodland trail. She could hear the hoot of a nearby owl, a fellow traveller in the night. The leaves and twigs crunching beneath her feet. Before long, the woods grew thinner, and she emerged into the clearing at her cabin. As she stood on her porch, she turned to survey the woods around her. A layer of soft grey clouds blanketed the night sky, drifting across the stars and passing through the glow of the moon. Leaning against the sturdy wooden railing, she closed her eyes again. Through the night, from somewhere deep in the forest, came the quiet trill of a single nightingale. Its mellow voice drifted calm and honest through the air. Katrina slipped through the front door and drifted through the dim living room to her bed in the corner. She folded back the cool sheets and laid her head on the pillow, sinking slowly and deeply into its plush embrace. It cradled her, comforted her. The mattress absorbed her tired body as if she was totally weightless. Long after the sun had set on summer's hottest day, a gentle breeze drifted up from the Nantahala River. It was a welcome companion for Katrina, who lay resting, peacefully asleep.